afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio on a sunshiny day. Sunshiny. I don't know if that's a word, but hey, it works for me. It was good sitting in the sun. I was enjoying my Arby's. I got me some Arby's for some lunch, and was in the old car and cranked down the window a little bit, sitting in the sun. It was nice and pretty warm, you know, considering, of course, I had my winter coat on, so that helped too. But it was nice getting out and about today. And just nice to see that sunshine out there today. So I hope you're enjoying your day. I hope you've had a good day and a good week. Sorry about last week. I did not make it in, of course. And I was under the weather, not feeling well at all. So I appreciate the station covering for me so that I could get well. Had a little 24-hour bug or something or other. Just wasn't feeling real well at all. But I am on the mend, feeling much better this week. Of course, mentioning I ate Arby's, so I'm keeping the old food down now, so that's good. More than what you needed to know, right? Well, hey, we've got trivia on the table today. And hey, the prizes I've got to give away, I'm giving away a $5 Bob Evans gift card today. So if you're a Bob Evans fan, today's your day to call and answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing for $4.55 this afternoon, and we'll pick a winner. In addition to the Bob Evans gift card, you will win a little decoration, and it spells out love, and it's painted scarlet and gray and says Ohio State. So it says Love Ohio State. And then a little bit later in the program, I've got another decoration for you Marion Harding fans. And we'll give that the decoration away a little later in the program, and we'll do that a little different. That won't be in the regular drawing. Like I said, we'll come up with a way to give that away a little later in the program. But a Bob Evans gift card and a Ohio State Buckeyes decoration for you is what is on the table for today. Want to thank our supporter, thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH Radio. Hey, by the way, if you haven't checked out my new show website, you can find recipes on there, offbeat news on there, just a variety of things, and it's radionate.webs.com. That's WEBS. radionate.webs.com. So check that out. And of course, the station website's always available for you too, wwgh1071.com. All right, let's get to the trivia. The phone number you'll need if you want to call in and sign up for a chance to win this Bob Evans gift card and this Ohio State decoration, 740-383-9944. Here's what we got for today. What is the name of the space telescope that was launched on April 24th, 1990 and began taking pictures of the universe? What is the name of the space telescope that was launched on April 24th, 1990 and began taking pictures of the universe? According to popular legend, how was the Great Chicago Fire started? According to popular legend, how was the Great Chicago Fire started? 740-383-9944 if you know. Here's a phone call coming in for us already. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing good. How are you?
Was that the Hubble?
Yes, that's the Hubble Space Telescope. That's right.
Right.
So, you enjoying the sunshine today?
Oh, yeah. I was sitting out there watching them put new gas lines in.
Oh, okay. So, you got something interesting to watch.
Yeah, they're putting new gas lines in, so I've been sitting on the porch and watching them put that in.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, what's on the menu for tonight, Bob?
Menu tonight is eggs, sausage, gravy, and biscuits.
All right. Breakfast food.
That's what they're getting tonight.
Sounds good. Yeah. All right. Well, you sound like you're a good cook, buddy.
All right.
All right. Hey,
talk to you later.
Take care. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, Bob Austin checking in here and answering the first trivia question of the afternoon. What is the name first used in 2003 for a group of people who use the internet to organize a gathering, do something together, then leave? I don't know if we're going to get the answer to this one. This one's kind of a tough one. What is the name first used in 2003 for a group of people who use the internet to organize a gathering, do something together, then leave? What is the perfect score in the game of bowling? What is the perfect score in the game of bowling? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
Yeah, Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over that lantern and started the Chicago Fire, according to popular legend. How are you doing today, Ed?
Oh, I'm making it. Looks like a pretty nice day. I haven't been out. I don't know if it's warm or cold, but it looks nice out the window.
Yeah, it's nice to see the sunshine anyhow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, buddy, thanks for giving me a call, and I appreciate you listening out there.
Okay, I thank you.
Thank you. We got you all signed up for the drawing.
Okay.
Okay, uh-huh. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Ed Atkins right there. Okay, what is the perfect score in the game of bowling? According to baseball tradition, when you hear a crowd sing, "Take me out to the ball game," according to tradition, when do you hear a crowd sing, "Take me out to the ball game"? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Missed you last week.
Thank you. Yes, I miss being here with y'all.
Yeah. And 300 is the perfect score.
Yes, 300 is a perfect score. Do you like bowling?
I do. I used to bowl, yeah.
Yeah, I've only been a couple of times, and I'm not real good. I'm good at the gutter ball.
never got to 300, though.
Never got
I think
to
I got to 230, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. Yeah, my brother and I, who just recently passed away, last week, we used to go bowling together. On Sunday morning, we'd go out to Star Lanes, and nobody was there, and we just bowled.
Oh, just had a good time together.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good memories.
Yep, it is. Real good.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, Ernie, I appreciate you listening out there, buddy, and being here with us.
I'll be listening.
All right, we got you all signed up.
Thanks, Nate.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Ernie Brees giving us a call here at 740-383-9944. Join the callers. Okay, let me try this question again. According to baseball tradition, when do you hear a crowd sing, "Take me out to the ball game"? When do you hear them sing it? If you were wearing a union suit in the 1800s, what would you be wearing? What's it called? If you were wearing a union suit in the 1800s, what would you be wearing? And what did Levi Strauss get a patent to make in 1873? What did Levi Strauss get a patent to make in 1873? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate. That's the seventh inning stretch when you hear take me out to the ball game.
Yeah, seventh inning stretch. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Good. Is this Becky Thacker?
Yes, it is.
Hey, all right. Good to hear from you today, and it's good to hear that or see that sunshine out today, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was really pretty out today.
Yeah, that blue sky and reminds me of spring.
Yeah, it won't be far behind.
Yeah, in a few months we'll be planting flowers if we want to.
Yeah, we sure will.
All right, well, appreciate you listening and appreciate the phone call, and I've got you all signed up.
Okay, thank you, Nate.
Thank you.
You have a good day now.
You too. All right. Bye-bye. All right, Becky Thacker. All right, I think that will be the questions that we will leave you with right now. And we'll come back and add some more here in a little bit. So if you know the answer to any of these, 740-383-9944. Turning to offbeat news, we have the offbeat report. No, I think in the near future, I'm going to come up with something called the offbeat report that has various little tidbits, something different than news stories. But I'm going to keep the news stories, don't you worry, because I happen to enjoy reading them. An Idaho man broke a Guinness World Record by popping 100 balloons with his feet in 23.69 seconds. Yes, it's the same guy that breaks all the world records, Mr. David Rush, who has broken more than 100 Guinness records to promote STEM education, and his balloon stomping record attempt was part of a presentation to a youth group about growth mindset and overcoming failures and setbacks. Got another call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Levi Strauss in patented the jeans.
Yes, patented the jeans, which I'm a regular wearer of.
Me too.
So how's your day today?
Yeah, fairly good.
Good, good deal. Good to hear from you. And yeah, probably lots of sunshine down in your neck of the woods too?
Yeah, it's been a nice pretty day.
Yes, it sure has. Well, hey, we've got you all signed up, and be listening at 4:55 and see if you're our winner.
All right. You have a good afternoon.
Okay, you too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. David Avery checking in with us this afternoon. Okay, David Rush, more than 100 Guinness records under his belt. Rush said it took him two tries to break the record because on his first attempt, several of the balloons came loose from the tape that held them to the ground in a straight line. He said one of the balloons got in his way, but he was able to chase it down and pop it before dashing back to the finish line. Rush finished his attempt with a time of 23.69 seconds, beating the previous record. Evidence from the attempt is now being submitted to Guinness for official recognition. Balloon popping. Seems like when I was a kid at birthday parties, you used to have some sort of game, and you'd have to pop a balloon, and seems like inside there was some sort of paper and you won a prize. But as a kid, I was always terrified to pop the balloons because I was afraid it was going to sting me when I popped it. Although I wasn't using my bare feet, so I don't know why I was so terrified of that. Just don't know why I thought of that. Just a little sidebar there. Little rabbit trail, as I'm known for. Animal rescuers in Britain are investigating after 16 snakes were found abandoned in pillowcases just days after 13 snakes were found in the same condition. The RSPCA said 15 corn snakes were found in a pillowcase abandoned in a trash container behind Farrington Fire Station in England, alongside a second pillowcase containing a carpet python. The discovery Saturday was just 2 days after 13 royal pythons were found inside two pillowcases in the same location. One of the royal pythons did not survive. Man, can you imagine finding a bunch of snakes in a pillowcase? That would grab your attention, wouldn't it? Sure would mine. I don't like snakes, big or small. There's a, every spring, there's a, I suppose you call it a garter snake that is around my property. But, you know, I just leave it alone because it's probably going to eat mice. And I don't like mice either. So I'll just leave it be. But, boy, a big old pile of snakes in a abandoned pillowcase. Boy, oh, boy. We'll come back. I've got another offbeat news story to share with you in just a moment. A dog runs loose on a tarmac at a New Zealand airport. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back after these words right here on WWGH Radio. Remember, you can check out my new website, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. That's WEBS. And, of course, you can email me anytime, radionateosu@gmail.com.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Officials at a New Zealand airport confirmed a dog ran loose on the tarmac before safely being recaptured by staff. An Auckland airport spokeswoman said the dog got loose at 7:17 p.m. Monday while being loaded onto an Air New Zealand domestic flight by airport employees and went running into the apron area of the tarmac where planes park. The spokeswoman said the dog was recaptured in under 10 minutes and no flights were delayed. The dog was not injured. He just wanted to go for a little run. Probably wanted to see the airplanes. Who knows? It is time for On This Day in History, February the 19th. In the year 1807, former U.S. Vice President Aaron Burr was arrested in Alabama. He was later tried and acquitted on charges of treason. 1846, the formal transfer of government between Texas and the United States took place. Texas had officially become a state on December 29, 1845. On this date in 1856, the tintype camera was patented by Professor Hamilton L. Smith. 1864, the Knights of Pietas was found in Washington, D.C. A dozen members formed what became Lodge No. 1. 1878, on this date, Thomas Alva Edison patented a music player, the phonograph. 1881, Kansas became the first state to prohibit all alcoholic beverages. 1922, Ed Wynn became the first big-name vaudeville talent to sign on as a radio talent. 1942, U.S. President Roosevelt signed an executive order giving the military the authority to relocate and intern Japanese Americans. 1942, the New York Yankees announced that they would admit 5,000 uniformed servicemen free to each of their home ball games during the coming season. And also on this date in 1942, approximately 150 Japanese warplanes attacked the Australian city of Darwin. And that's what happened on this February the 19th. Now you are up to date with what happened on this day in history. Okay, let's go with some more trivia here and find out if we can get some more answers here at 740-383-9944. Again, all you need to do is give us a call, answer a trivia question, and we'll put you in a drawing for a Bob Evans gift card and a decoration is painted up for the Ohio State Buckeyes. It spells out love, and it's painted in scarlet and gray, and says Ohio State on it. And so those are the two gifts that were given away for $4.55 this afternoon. I've got a Marion Harding decoration to give away here in just a moment, and we'll do that too. Right now, let's see if we can get some of these trivia questions answered. What is the name first used in 2003 for a group of people who use the internet to organize a gathering, do something together, then leave? What is the name first used in 2003 for a group of people who use the internet to organize a gathering, do something together, then leave? If you were wearing a union suit in the 1800s, what would you be wearing? If you were wearing a union suit in the 1800s, what would you be wearing? One reason that zebras have black and white stripes is what? One reason that zebras have black and white stripes is what? Old Faithful, an attraction at Yellowstone National, is a what? What's it considered? Old Faithful, an attraction at Yellowstone National, is a what? 740-383-9944. What was the name of the haircut popular among males in the 1980s and 1990s that was short at the front and long at the back? What was the name of the haircut popular among males in the 1980s and 1990s that was short at the front and long at the back? What was a popular kind of bracelet in the 1990s? What was a popular kind of bracelet in the 1990s? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that one was Geyser.
Yes, a Geyser. Old Faithful is a Geyser. How are you today?
Tired.
Tired today? Tired on this sunny day?
Yeah.
And this is April Avery, right?
Yeah.
All righty. All right. Well, I have got you signed up, so be listening at 4:55 to see if you're our winner, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. What does the video game character Pac-Man eat? What does the video game character Pac-Man eat? What is cooked in an outdoor pit at the traditional Hawaiian feast known as a luau? What is cooked in an outdoor pit at the traditional Hawaiian feast known as a luau? What animal can run more than 40 miles an hour, making it the world's fastest running bird. What animal can run more than 40 miles an hour, making it the world's fastest running bird? If you know the answer to any of these trivia questions, give me a call at 740-383-9944. We'll put you in a drawing for a Bob Evans gift card and an Ohio State decoration. And you'll be our winner at 4:55 this afternoon if we draw your name. For more than 80 years, Wendell August has been hand-forging works of art, including commemorative plates, bowls, trays, and ornaments out of pewter, aluminum, bronze, and silver. Along with having a huge outlet for their stuff in Berlin, there's a hand-hammered aluminum museum, as well as actual craftsmen doing their thing the way it's been done for centuries. Although some of the machinery uses electricity, so maybe it isn't quite the same. You can also make your own piece of metal art, but if you're looking for that perfect gift to help forge a good relationship with a boss or in-laws, you might want to check out what's for sale. Hi, we're on the radio. How are you?
I'm still okay. You're looking for long johns or long underwear?
Yeah, right. Yep, that's what I was looking for a union suit.
Yep, okay. I had to think about that for a second. But...
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call back.
Okay.
Okay, all
that
right.
That does get me on again, right?
What's that?
That gets me another chance.
No, just one chance, but you're allowed to call twice and answer a trivia question.
Oh, okay.
Yep, no problem, buddy.
All right,
okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, Ed Atkins, thank you for giving us a call back and answering another trivia question. Yep, you're allowed to call in twice and answer two trivia questions, but just get you in the pot just one time, although I'm thinking of changing that. In the future. So I will let you know if I decide to change that. Okay, Wendell August's biggest attraction, both literally and figuratively, over in Berlin, has nothing to do with the metal, heavy or otherwise. It's the world's largest Amish buggy. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello, Nate. How's it going today?
Hey, Ralph, I'm good. How are you?
Finding dandy, sweet as candy.
Enjoying the sunshine?
Yeah, was out working on the truck a little bit today and tried to get it done.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, it's not a bad day to work outside.
Yeah, I got I think your bird is an ostrich.
Yes, that's right, an ostrich. One of the fastest running 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, I wonder how fast the Roadrunner runs.
Well, you know what? When I was researching this, it said a Roadrunner is almost the same speed. So
really?
They're almost tied. So, yeah, so it's almost 40 miles an hour for a Roadrunner, too.
Yeah, that's so, what I was wondering on that one.
Yeah,
but I know they're supposed to be fast.
Yeah, so they're almost tied. So when I had the answer down, I had ostrich / Roadrunner.
So take either one.
Yeah, take either one, right.
Just, yeah, okay.
So they're both about 40 miles an hour, but one fast bird.
Yeah. Well, you say you was off sick again or something?
Yeah, I was off sick last week. Didn't make it in last week, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, had an absence last week, but... Feeling better, so back in the saddle again.
Well, that's good to hear, buddy. Hang right in there.
Yes, sir.
All righty.
Well, hey, I appreciate you being out there and giving us a call and listening.
Yeah, get off here so see if somebody else can get in there.
All right. Well, you have a good evening.
Yeah, you have a good one and a safe one, buddy.
All right, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Ralph Thacker giving us a call here at 740-383-9944. Okay, there's over in Berlin, it's the world's largest Amish buggy. Created by Amish carriage makers in nearby Winesburg, the massive ride is located towards the back of the huge building. Hi, we're on the air.
Pac-Man eats little dots.
Yeah, Pac-Man eats little dots or little pellets. That's right. And what is your name?
Lucas,
buddy. All right, Lucas. Good to hear from you. How are you today? Are you doing good?
Yeah.
Good, good. Good to hear from you. Well, I've got you all signed. I've got you all signed up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
All right. You take care, all right? Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Always like it when the little listeners give us a call here on the radio, too. Okay, let's see. This massive ride is 1,200 pounds, 10 feet and a half inches tall, 13 feet 9 inches long, and 7 feet 4 inches wide. It's a doozy. Even the wheels are 5 feet tall, which may give somewhat vertically challenged people a complex, but it's a favorite tourist attraction over in Berlin. They call it the Amish Hummer. So if you ever get a chance, you look that up where that's at and check it out. It is break time. We will be back with more in just a moment after these words on WWGH Radio.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Ever Show is on. It's time that you...
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. I might mention that everybody that called in today will be put in a drawing for our grand prize for the month. Next week, we'll be giving away a $20 gift card to Perkins right here in Marion. So everybody that calls in will be put in a drawing for that, for the monthly drawing. And everybody that called this month will be in that drawing. So that's what we'll be doing for next week, a $20 gift card to Perkins. All right, right now, I need all your attention if you're a Marion Harding fan. My wife made a nice decoration here. It spells out love, and it's painted black and red, and it says Marion Harding. So it's love, Marion Harding. And the first person that gives me a call here at 740-383-9944, it is yours, okay? All you need to do is come to the station and pick it up. So the first caller to give me a call, if you're a Marion Harding fan and would like this Marion Harding decoration, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, and this Marion Harding decoration is yours. We'll put your name on it, make it all official. Got a call coming in now. Hi, we're on the air. Oh. We got disconnected. So try back, 740-383-9944 if you're interested in this Marion Harding decoration. All right. We'll wait a minute and see if this phone rings again. Here we go. Hi, we're on the air. Nope. Just keep getting disconnected for whatever reason. Okay. Nothing but a dial tone. Okay. Well, we will see if we get another call here. It is time for... Okay. I will wait just a minute here and see. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, you're at Harding.
Are you interested in the Harding?
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. I have got your name on it, and you are the winner. So you just got to come by and pick it up.
Will do. Thank you, Nate.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Take it easy.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, the Marion Harding decoration is gone. Bob Austin is the winner of a Marion Harding decoration, but you can still call and answer a trivia question and get signed up for a chance to win a Bob Evans gift card or Ohio State decoration. Time for the weird word of the week, and this week's weird word is tantivy. Tantivy, T-A-N-T-I-V-Y, tantivy. It's an adverb, and the definition means at full gallop, at full gallop, tantivy. The origin of tantivy is first recorded in 1635 to 1645, and the origin of the word is uncertain. So that is our weird word of the week for this week, tantivy. Okay, trivia questions that we have left are as follows. And if you are interested in giving us a call and signing up for a chance to win a Bob Evans gift card or an Ohio State decoration, hey, give me a buzz. One reason that zebras have black and white stripes is why? One reason that zebras have black and white stripes is why? What was the name of the haircut popular among males in the 1980s and 1990s that was short at the front and long at the back? What was the name of the haircut popular among males in the 1980s and 1990s that was short at the front and long at the back? What is cooked in an outdoor pit at the traditional Hawaiian feast known as the luau? What is cooked in an outdoor pit at the traditional Hawaiian feast known as the luau? And this page, we have all of our trivia questions answered on there. What is the name first used in 2003 for a group of people who use the internet to organize a gathering, do something together, then leave? Hi, we're on the air.
Is it a mullet?
Yes, it's a mullet. That is correct.
Heck yeah. Business in the front. Party in the back.
That's what they say. And who's this?
Sarah Burgrass.
All right, Sarah. All right, let me get your name written down here, and we will put you in the pile. And here in about 2 minutes, we're going to draw our name so you can see if you're our winner, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All righty then. Very good. And I think that is all the trivia questions that I have left. And here's another call coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
It's a pig at the luau.
Yeah, it's a pig at the luau. That's right. And is this Charlie Durst?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Charlie, good to hear from you, buddy. And how's your day going?
Well, it's not too bad. The sun's been shining all day.
Yep, it's good to see it, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, well, I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate the phone call, buddy.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, and we are 30 seconds away to find out who our winner is going to be. All right. Want to thank Charlie Durst, Sarah Burgraff, Lucas, Ralph Thacker, April Avery, Bob Austin, Ed Atkins, Ernie Brees, Becky Thacker, and David Avery, all for calling in. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you ringing the phones today. It's been a pleasure talking to each and every one of you, and I appreciate you phoning in every week. It's a, like I said, it is a joy to answer the phone and talk to you. Okay, here it is. 4:55 is the official time. And let's get all these mixed up. Find out who's going to win this Bob Evans gift card and this Ohio State decoration. Here we go. All these names here. Drawing one on out of the middle here. And the official winner is April Avery. April Avery, congratulations. You win the Bob Evans gift card and the Ohio State decoration. So congratulations to you. And by the way, prizes can be picked up here at the station Wednesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 1. And we're located at 165 West Center Street. That is the corner of Prospect and Center Streets in the Ohio Health Building. Just take the elevator to the second floor. We are all the way at the end of the hallway on the second floor. You'll see the WWGH sign when you get off the elevator and make a right. And there we are. So congratulations, April Avery, and thank you to the rest of you. All of you are potential winners because, like I said, we will put all of you in the drawing for the Perkins gift card for next week. So all of you are going into that drawing for a $20 Perkins gift card. Okay, let's get this recipe on here for Ladies' Corner real quick before we go. Today I've got smoky tomato chicken breasts. And you can find this on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. Here's what you need. 4 thin-cut, boneless, skinless chicken breast, 1 pound, 1 can, 10 ounces of diced tomatoes and green chilies, undrained, 1 cup Kraft shredded cheddar and Monterey Jack cheeses, 1/4 cup Oscar Mayer real bacon recipe pieces, 1/4 cup A1 smoky black pepper sauce, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh parsley. And here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 400 degrees. Cook chicken in oven-proof nonstick skillet on medium-high. Heat 4 minutes on each side or until evenly browned on both sides. Meanwhile, combine all remaining ingredients except parsley. Top chicken with tomato mixture. Bake 6 to 8 minutes or until chicken is done and cheese is melted. Sprinkle with parsley. And that's how you get your smoky tomato chicken breasts. And again, find that on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate in the Facebook. And it'll pop up with a picture. And it'll have the recipe there. And it'll also have a recipe that we didn't get to a couple weeks ago. And it escapes me what that recipe is now. But that's up there as well. Part 2 of Ladies' Corner, Home Fire Safety. Keep an eye on what you fry. Stay in the kitchen when frying, grilling, or using an open flame. Home Fire Escape Plan. At least twice a year, practice your fire escape plan with all family members. Practice makes perfect. After each fire drill, mark down escape time. Fireplace, space heaters, etc. Keep furniture, curtains, dish towels, and anything that could catch fire at least 3 feet from any type of heat source. Change smoke alarm batteries every year unless it has a long life battery. Replace smoke alarms every 10 years. Test your smoke alarms each month. If they're not working, they can't get you out the door. Well, it is quitting time. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, be sure to check out my new website, radionate.webs.com. That's WEBS, radionate.webs.com. You can find archive shows, too, at WWGH1071.com. Until next week, next Wednesday from 4:15 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm Nate Redmond. You guys take care.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what I'm impressed by? You think I would know this, how you have all this audio.
Oh, you're impressed by this?